The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evan Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Dafnun Gimel. The Gemara here in Nedarim, Dafnun Gimel, brings a braisa. Somebody makes a neder, hanoidim et hashemen. Someone made a neder that he's not going to have hanoah from oil. The question is, what's included in his neder? What type of oil is included in his neder? Somebody says, hanoidim et hashemen, oil, what type of oil does he mean? What is a stam oil? When he says oil, so the Gemara says, if he's in Eretz Yisrael, then what he meant was olive oil. He meant to aser himself from olive oil because that's the oil that's used in Eretz Yisrael. And his mutter b'shem and shum shemen, sesame oil, that's not the oil that's used in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore that's not included in his nether. However, in Bavel it's the opposite. In Bavel, if someone makes a nether that he won't have enough from oil, he means stam oil, stam shemen is shem and shum shemen, and therefore he's aser b'shem shum shemen, his mutter b'shem and zeis. Says the Gemara, but if it's a mokim, a place, shem stapkim, mizeh, mizeh, if you live in a place where both types of oil are used, sesame oil is used commonly and olive oil is also used, so then we say when he says oil, he means both oils are usher to this person who made a nether from stam shemen. Shrek the Gemara pshita, it's obvious that if the minig hamokim is that this is the oil they use, so when he said oil, obviously he meant all types of oil that are commonly used in this place. So the Gemara, what's the chiddush? The ruba minchad mistapkin. In this place where this person lives, most of the oil that's used is one type, either olive oil or sesame oil. So most of the time, people use one type of oil. So there's a roiv that this is the oil that's used. Says the Gemara, ma'u detay mazal basa ruba. You would think that if somebody makes a nether in such a place, so the only oil that he's asking himself is the oil which is the roiv, the oil which is used most of the time. Kamash Malon, says the Gemara, no, that's the chiddush of the braisa, that since lemaisa, in this place, they use both types of oil. So as the Gemara, Kamash Malon, safik yisura l'chumra, this is considered a safik, and since the halachas of neder are an iser, we say every time there's a safik on an iser deraisa, we go l'chumra, and therefore he is aser to have hana from either kinds of this oil, even though there is a roiv that most of the people, most of the time, use this type of oil. That's what the Gemara says. The question that the Mefarshim over here deal with is, we know there's a rule, Kala Tera Kula, that we rely on the roiv. Pasuk and Chumash says, Achi Rabin Lahatois, when it comes to Sanhedrin, that we rely on the majority, and whatever the majority decides is the halacha, and the Gemara learns from there that not only by Sanhedrin do we have such halacha, this halacha applies to all halachas of the Torah, that whenever there is a discussion, whenever there is a matter of safek, of doubt, we say that we can rely on whatever is the roif. This is the halacha, as linun basa ruba. So the question that the Mefarshim ask over here is that the Gemara over here seems to say the opposite. The Gemara over here says, I might have thought that I could rely on the Rav. Says the Gemara, no, I cannot rely on the Rav, and instead it remains a Safik, and Safik would go l'chumra. So the question is, what's going on over here? True that if I have a Safik, which is of equal, two, both the sides of the Safik are equal, I don't have a Rav. There's no way to be machriya, there's no way to decide the suffix. So then the halacha is that we go l'chumra, because suffix is surah l'chumra, like the Gemara Taka says. But over here, there's no suffix. Over here, there's a roiv. Since over here there is a roiv, the halacha should be over here that we should rely on the roiv. Just like Kol Teira Kulo, we rely on the roiv. So why does the Gemara over here say that over here the halacha is we do not rely on the roiv? So there are a number of different approaches that are given by the Achronim to answer this question. The Lecha Mishnah in Hilchos Nedarim, Perek Tes, Halacha Hei, is also the same answer as given over here by the Netziv in his Pirush on the Gemara, Barei Misada. They say that when do we say the rule that of Achi Rav Mahatis, that we go bust of the Roiv, we rely on the Roiv, that's only true when we have to pick. we have a question how to decide halacha, and we don't know which way to decide. So therefore, we say that we either have to pick the mute, we have to pick the roi. The halacha is that we pick the roi, we pick the whichever side has the majority. However, over here, it's not difficult to pick on both ways. Over here, there's no contradiction, there's no stira between the roi and the mute. Because you could say that a person made a nether, he's asering the oil on himself. So the question is, what type of oil did he mean to aser? Did he mean to aser? He mean to make this olive oil aser, or did he mean sesame oil is aser? But why is it a contradiction? It could be that he meant both. So if it's possible to say that he meant both, then we could therefore assume both are aser, because since there's no contradiction between the meat and the rife, so in such a case, the halacha would be, says these machrayinu lachamishna l'mrayim esoda, that were machmir, and we go after the roiv in the mute, and therefore they are both asr. And that's the meaning of the Gemara. The Gemara says, kamashwan, safik yisura l'chumra. The Beis Yosef and the Taz in the Yerideya, in Simon Reish Ches, seem to say a different answer. That even though it's true that there's a halacha that we rely on the roiv, and we say, hochanacha roiv, that's true when we have a doubt what the halacha is. We want to know what's the status of a halachic status of a certain object, of a certain item. So then we say that since we can't figure it out, we are allowed to rely on the rules that the Torah gave us to figure things out when we're not sure. And the rule is we're allowed to rely on the roif. However, over here, what's the question? If somebody made a nether, he made a promise that he's going to abstain from, he's not going to have any hanah from shemen, for whatever is considered shemen. So what's the question? The question is not, it's not a pure ideological question of what is the translation of the word of oil. Obviously, the word oil could mean shemen of shum shemen, it could mean sesame oil, and the word shemen could mean olive oil, it could mean other types of oil as well. It doesn't necessarily have to mean these specific types of oil. Obviously, the word shemen, the word oil, is open to definition. And it could mean any type of oil. So the question over here is not what the translation, what the definition of the word shemen, the word oil. The question over here is, what did the person have in mind when he made the statement? He said, I am going to abstain from oil. What did he mean? What type of oil did he mean? Now, he didn't mean oil that it's not that people do not use in his hometown, in his area. He means a type of oil that he never heard of before. Obviously, that's not what he meant. What he meant was the oil that's common, that the oil that's used in his place, in his city, in his town. So therefore, says the Beis Yosef and the Taz, over here we will assume that when somebody made a statement that he wanted to abstain from oil, so then what did he have in mind? It's not a question of how the Torah is going to decide. We're not what did the Torah decide what this word means. The question is, what did this person have in mind? What was he thinking? So he was obviously only thinking about the type of oil that's used in his area, which is in this case in the Gemara is either shemen shum shemen or shemen zayit. It's either sesame oil or olive oil. Now, says the Gemara, in such a case, the Gemara says, I might have thought that whatever most people use, that is what he had in mind. That's then the Gemara answers, that's not true. How do you know? Just because most people use it, that's what he had in mind. When we are discussing what he had in mind, then we have no idea what he had in mind. So therefore we have to be machmir, and we can't believe him, and he says he only had a specific thing in mind. So therefore the halacha is that we say Savi Yisur al-Khumra, and we have to make them both asr. There is a third bahalach, a third teret to this kasha that's brought down in the Sefer Beis Meir in Eben Ezer, Simon Mem Hei. The Beis Meir over here says a very interesting thing. Beis Meir says that there is a opinion of the Rishonim in Kiddushin, the Daf Mem Testament Beis, it's brought down in the Ritva, the Ran, and the Ramban, that say that even though there's a halacha, and we know the halacha is that we rely on Roiv, and we go after whatever the majority is, whatever most people do, says these Rishonim, the Ritva, that's only true when it's a Roiv that has to be. It's a Roiv that this is the way things are, and this is the way things have to be. However, if you have a Roiv, which it doesn't have to be that way, it's a Roiv HaToli B'minuk, It's a roi that just, this is the way people act, but it's not necessarily the way people have to act. Then, says the Ritva and the other Rishonim, that such a roi we do not rely on. He says, if we have a halacha that the Gemara says that most people who are shechta, most people who have hold knives in their hands and they shecht animals, are mumchin, they probably knew the halachis of Hilchos Shechita before they started to shecht. So that's a roiv. That's a roiv. That's the way things are. That roiv is always like that. That's always true. That people will only shecht if they, most people will only shecht if they know the halachis. The Gemara says as well that there's a roiv that most women have children. So Rishonim say, yeah, this is true. Most women have children. Most women in the world, they have children. Even though it's not necessarily true, not all women have children, but we can rely on such a roiv. The Gemara says in Yevamos, for whatever the Gemara is negay over there, that we can rely on the fact that most women have children. However, says the Rishonim that if there's a certain mini in a certain town, that the way when if the chassan sends gifts to when he gets engaged, and he sends gifts to his kala, where the Gemara in Kiddushin over there is discussing, and the Gemara wants to rely on the fact that most people do such a thing, so that proves the halacha over there, says the Ritva, that roiv is not a good roiv. The fact that most people send gifts doesn't mean anything, because there's no halacha that he has to send gifts. He's not stuck. There's nothing forcing him to send a gift. Happens to be that's the minig. Happens to be that most people send gifts. We cannot rely on such a roi, says the Ritva, because maybe, who said? Maybe this person, he wants to be contrary. He wants to do the opposite of what the minig is. And he doesn't want, the minig doesn't force the person to conform. Therefore, a roi that depends on a minig, a roi atoli be minig, says he's Rishonim, that is not considered a roi. Therefore, says the Beis Meir, that this Gemara is a proof to those Rishonim. Again, the Gemara over by us says that you would think that if somebody makes a neder not to have hana from any oil, right? That since the minig hamakim is that they use two different types of oil, they use shemen shumshemen and shemen zeis. So therefore, you would think that we go whatever the roiv is, since most people use one specific type of oil. So that's the oil that this person meant. Says the Gemara, no, we don't say that. Now, if someone has a choice when he goes to the store and he wants to buy oil, does he buy olive oil or sesame oil? Does something force him to buy olive oil? There's no halachic imperative. There's no reason he has to buy shemen zayis if there's a roiv that most people use shemen zayis. The hashkach is better. There's no roiv. The reason why most people in this city use shemen zayis or shemen shumshrin is because that's the minig. That's the way they like it. That's what people usually do. So therefore, there's a roiv. This roiv is not a roiv that is in mukhrach. It's not a roiv that depends on an action. It's something someone has to do. This roiv is only a minig. It's only a minig. This is the way people usually conduct themselves. So such a roiv is not a good roiv. You cannot rely on such a roiv. Therefore, says the Beis Meir, that's what the Gemara means. The Gemara means to say that we cannot rely on such a roiv because of these opinion of these Rishonim, because of what these Rishonim said, that a roiv that depends on a minig is not a good roiv. This is the Beis Meir's pshat. The Beis Meir says this, our Gemara is a raya to the sheet of the Ritva and those other Rishonim in Kiddushin. However, there is a difficulty with this pshat that is pointed out. If you look carefully in the words of the Rishonim over there in Kiddushin, is already pointed out in the Sefer Shev Shmaitza in Shmaitza Dalet Perek Vov, that those Rishonim, the Ritva, say clearly that really, even a roiv atoli b'minig is a good roiv. Really, with this that we have a rule, that we go after the roiv, we rely on the roiv, which is a halacha min ha-Torah, really, me'ikar adin, this halacha would be true even by a roiv atoli b'minig. Over there, says the Ritva, over there we're machmir. It's a chumrah. We do not want to rely on this roiv, and the Ritva says over there, the reason we're machmir is because of chumrah de eshes ish. When it comes to a question whether a woman is considered married or a woman is not considered married, so there are very serious ramifications. If she goes and she marries somebody else, if she goes and she's mezana, these are very chomerdiki isurim, things that the person can become chayiv misa, chayiv karis. So for these isurim, which are very strict, therefore says the Ritva, we do not want to rely on such a roiv, says the Shmaitza. You see from the Ritva that minat Torah, it is a good roiv. It's just a chumrah, because the chumrah deishas ish, not to rely on such a roiv. So if that's the case, it's very schwer what the Beis Meir is saying over here, because the Beis Meir is applying the rule of the Ritva to our Gemara. Now, our Gemara, what's our Gemara talking about? Our Gemara is not talking about Eishes Ish. Our Gemara is not talking about an Isser that's more strict, that's stricter than an average Isser. Our Gemara is talking about the Isser of Nidar. True, it's an Isser. It's a lav. But it's not a chumra. It's not a chumra d'eishes ish, and it's not an isser that's more chumra than an average isser. So in such a case, even the ritva l'chayru would agree to the chayukim, and the ritva would agree that min atayru there is no reason to not to rely on this rave, and even with the rabbanon there's no reason not to rely on this rave. So the rave would be a good rave. So therefore, the Beis Meir is a bit difficult to understand that he says that we would not rely on such a rove in such a case. Why not? Why wouldn't you rely on a rove at Tali B'minig in a case where I don't have a chumra of the Eishes Ish? However, if you look carefully in the Shmaitza, the Sheb Shmaitza over there, when he quotes the Ritva, after he quotes the Ritva, the Sheb Shmaitza says a very interesting thing. Sheb Shmaitza quotes a famous Gemara. The Gemara says that if somebody buys an ox, a shor, from his friend, and someone who's buying a shor, there are two possible uses he could use this shor for. He can use this ox because he's going to shecht and eat it. He's hungry. He wants to eat it. It's also possible what they used oxen for. They used shvarim to plow. They would hitch it to their harness it to their plow, and the shor would pull the plow. So the halacha is, what happens if somebody sells the shor to his friend, and afterwards the person who bought the shor, discovers that this shor is a very wild shor, it's a nakhon, it's the type of shor that goes around goring and hurting other people and hurting other animals. So in such a case, it's very difficult to invest the money to guard the shor, or the halacha is that he's mechuyev to take action and lock the shor up or kill it or shecht it. There's certain circumstances. So the person who bought the shor goes back to the meich and he says, I didn't want to buy such a shor. I claim that it's a mekachtos, it's a mistake. I want to annul the sale. I want to cancel the sale and return the money. I want to get my money back. Return the shor. So the meich tells him, the Gemara says, the question is, can the meicher say, well, I sold it to you, it was on the assumption that you were going to shecht it. And if you're going to shecht, what's the difference whether it's a type of shor that runs wild and gores other people? If you're going to shecht it, it'll be dead, you don't have to watch it. So now the question hinges on what was the intention of the meicher and the lekech when he sold the shor. When he sold the shor, do we say that it was assumed that he sold it to be shechted, and therefore it's not a mekachtos, or did he say that he sold it to use it for plowing, and therefore it will be a mekachtos? So the Gemara says over there in Bava Basra that the way we pass it is like Shmuel, who says that ein holchem b'mamon achar haroiv. Even if there is a roiv, even if most people in this city sell a shor, and their intention when they sell the shor is to plow, and therefore the lechayra we would say in such a case that if we rely on the roiv, that the meicher would have to return the money and take back the shor. Still, we say no. We say you do not have to return the money because ein holchem b'mamon achar roiv. We do not rely on such a roiv. Now the question is, why don't we rely on a roiv when it comes to returning money? If the halacha is the kol terakul, we rely on a roiv. Why should this be any different? So Taisus in Sanhedrin on Dav Gimel says that really Shmuel agrees that generally speaking we will rely on a roiv. However, this roiv that most people who sell oxen, most people who sell these animals, they have in mind that it should be used l'raja, it should be used for plowing. This roiv is not a good roiv. Therefore, we cannot rely on this roiv. And Shmuel says you cannot force the person to return to give you back a refund based on this roiv. Says the Shmaitza, what's the pshat in Taisus? The pshat in Taisus is because this roiv is a roiv atoli b'minig. This roiv, just because most people in this town, in this area, when they sell the shor, this is what they sell it for. That's only a minig. They're not mechuyev to sell it for this reason. There's nothing forcing them to sell it for this reason. It's only a minig. It's a minig that this is the way it is. that, and even if there would be a roiv the other way, if there would be a roiv for shechita, let's say most people would sell when they sell oxen, they sell it in this area, people like to eat meat, so they sell it to shechita. Either way, it would only be a roiv atol b'minig. A roiv atol b'minig says the Shmaitza, according to Tosis' explanation of Shmuel, roiv atol b'minig is not a very good roiv, as we've seen already previously from the Ritzvah, that roiv atol b'minig is not such a great roiv. So in such a case, we will not rely on this roif. So we see from the Shmaitza that even though the Ritva himself only applies this rule to be machmiram for the miyat by Reiv Atalib Minik only by Chash Ish Ish, still, according to Shmuel, according to Tosis Pshat and Shmuel, the Shmaitza explains that we will take this concept of Reiv Atalib Minik and say we're going to be machmir even in cases of mamon, even in cases where you do not have a chomer, a chash of a chumra, of a iser that's chomer. So if that's true, that Tosis says that we will say in hilchah mamon acharoiv, and we'll say by this roiv atol b'minig, we're not relying on the roiv. So therefore, we could explain our gemara as well that by the iser of nedarim, we also will not rely on a roiv atol b'minig.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.